Keith Peters reporting President Trump said he sent a letter to Iran's supreme leader. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president wrote to Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini seeking to negotiate a nuclear deal. He told Fox Business News that he hopes an agreement can be reached because if the U.S. has to take military action, it's going to be a terrible thing for Iran. The president said something's going to happen one way or the other, and now is the time to negotiate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Canada will name a new leader while dealing with a trade war with the United States.
Canada looks set to pick a measured former central banker to deal with tariff threats from the U.S. Mark Carney could become the next prime minister when the governing Liberal Party of Canada announces a replacement for Justin Trudeau in a leadership vote Sunday. The opposition Conservatives had hoped to make the upcoming general election about Trudeau, whose popularity declined as food and housing prices rose and immigration surged. Trudeau announced his resignation in January, but remains prime minister until a successor from his party is chosen. Election laws mandate a vote in the general election before October, but a vote is expected sooner. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A court-appointed lawyer has advised a federal judge to let the Justice Department drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, but prevent prosecutors from ever reviving the case so it doesn't hang over him like the proverbial sword of Damocles. Paul Clement, a solicitor general under President George W. Bush, made the recommendation in court papers Friday. Adams' defense and prosecutors both say the charges should be dropped. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 222 points. The Nasdaq rose 126. This is SRN News. 17 states have taken action against DEI, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, which are under fire in recent years, are suddenly being abandoned by state governments. Critics say DEI promotes the LGBT agenda, racism, and censorship. President Trump's election seems to be the catalyst for states to finally take action, though the business community began to jettison DEI about a year ago. Texas, Florida, Georgia, and Wisconsin are amongst the states making changes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for Christians in India. Nearly a dozen believers have been rounded up and arrested in Uttar Pradesh for preaching the gospel. They've run afoul of the state's Unlawful Religion Conversion Act, which is designed to keep Hindus from converting to Christ. Ever since a Hindu nationalist party came to power in India over a decade ago, persecution of Christians has surged. This is SRN News. A new study finds sex change surgeries can lead to suicidal thoughts.
The University of Texas study found that 2 years after sex change procedures, the rates of depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and drug abuse were significantly higher. Dr. Paul McHugh, former senior psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins Hospital, the first medical facility to undertake sex change operations in 1965, agrees with that, saying transgender surgery is not the solution, and that's why Johns Hopkins stopped performing the surgeries in 1979. The doctor said the hospital's research found that the surgeries did nothing to eliminate the mental anguish of those with gender dysphoria, and the suicide rate of those who undergo the surgeries is 20 times higher than those who do not. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A private lunar lander is no longer working after landing sideways in a crater near the moon's south pole. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.